Fred Film Radio, Locarno Film Festival, Switzerland.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci, and I'm joined by Marcus Duffner, who is the coordinator of Carte Blanche at the Locarno Film Festival. So, thanks very much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
Right, so let's talk about Carte Blanche, and what is it, first of all?
Okay, Carte Blanche is a work in progress section of the Locarno Film Festival, and more precisely of the Industry Days section, which is the part dedicated to professional and film professionals that are in Locarno from August 9 to August 11. Carte Blanche is a selection of 7 work in progress post-production titles, and each year we focus on a different country. We have now finished our round on South America for the previous year. This year it's on Brazil. It was on Chile, Colombia, and Mexico in the previous years, and next year we are going to move to Asia. This year's selection progress was done by Cinema do Brasil, our partners for this year's edition. They received 45 submissions, which we have then put under selection with our artistic director and our industry office, and the result is 7 brand new post-production titles. Those titles have no world sales attached, so the interesting thing is they will be premiered only to an industry public and only to professionals attending Locarno for the first time ever. And we truly hope they can find good partner to finish the film, finding world sales, and maybe also find some festivals in which they will be programmed in.
So you give an opportunity for these films to be kind of shown to industry people, and it's an opportunity to focus on one particular territory at the time.
Exactly. That's the main point of it, yeah. We focus on a country and a particular territory every year, and basically the producers, apart from being selected and competing with each other for a prize of 10,000 Swiss francs, which is a good prize to start with,
yes,
to finish the post-production process. They will be here networking, knowing people, and I will also help them out as matchmaker to in this process of networking, knowing people from the industry, and the main point would be to basically find a world sales that will handle then the international distribution and festivals.
So I understand that there will be many people from the industry, but just to give a fair idea of what it would be like there for the people that would be showing the films, for the people in the industry, who will be there, and what are kind of the facilities that you provide for these filmmakers and these people from the industry?
Sure. Above all, I have to mention our jury, which is composed by Chris and Jen, the Deputy General Delegate of the Cannes Film Festival, Eva Morstein from the Industry Department and Selection Board of Cine Construction Cine Latino in Toulouse, and Vincenzo Bugnon, Manager of the Berlinale World Cinema Fund. They will be present at the screening, of course, to select the winner of this year's Carte Blanche, but all those who have an industry accreditation here in Locarno will have access to the screenings. So we think that mainly world sales, possible co-producers and festivals, and also some film funds will be present to the screenings. The producers, they will be accompanied by their directors, so they will have some backup here in Locarno and will present the films for 5 minutes before the screenings, which will be a very professional and industry driven introduction about the films. sell the statues, at what point in the post-production they are, what is the total budget of the film, what precisely they're looking for here.
Yeah, considering the fact that this is not the first year of Carte Blanche, so it has been tried and tested, let's talk about how it has worked in the past editions of the festival.
Yes, I have to point out that this is my first year here as Carte Blanche coordinator, and as the Carte Blanche has been growing in the past years in also success, and it has driven a lot of attention on international professionals. We have decided to structure the Carte Blanche a bit more with a coordinator and a personal matchmaker for this, attending producers. For the past years, there have been some success stories, which, first of all, last year's To Kill a Man by Alejandro Fernandez Almendras, which won the Carte Blanche, had a very successful festival run, winning titles at the Sundance Film Festival, the Grand Jury Prize, and then the Rotterdam Filmpreisje Award. It also took up world films here in Locarno, Film Factory Entertainment, and was sold to several territories.
Right.
Others were, for example, just to mention a few, I don't want to just mention a couple of them, but I will tell you another title from 2012, Carte Blanche Mexico, Las Lagrimas, also won the best our film award at Carte Blanche. They were was selected for Rotterdam, Guadalajara, Cartagena, and Hong Kong among the festivals. And in 2011, the Colombian Carte Blanche, La Playa d'ici, went to Un Certain Regard in Cannes and competed for the Camera d'Or.
Wow.
So, yes, those titles in Carte Blanche, they really have like their launch here on the industry, and they start after a couple of months, depending on the status of their film, they start their festival life and their let's say industry distribution life.
It's a really priceless opportunity for international cinema and international art house cinema.
Yes.
So thanks very much, Marcus, for talking with us today about this, the Carte Blanche at the Locarno Film Festival.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
Thank you very much, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.